It's hurricane season, and we're joined on the program this morning by Michael Klein, the State Coordinator of Emergency Management for the Virginia Department of Emergency Management. Thanks for coming in, Mr. Klein.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, I know that you at the state level and local officials are well prepared for the hurricane season. You update your emergency plan each year, I'm sure. Any new features this year?
Well, we've always take a hard look, not just to the events in Virginia from the previous year, but, of course, we had Hurricane Sandy, which had a major impact, especially north of us, even though we felt a little of that.
Yes.
So there's been a lot of good information that's come from that event, and especially in New York and New Jersey, where it hit the hardest. So we've incorporated those new elements into our plan with insights from that area. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is our federal sister for preparedness and response, and they've made some changes that have been incorporated into the plan. We've exercised it. All of the agencies and our private sector and volunteer partners have made changes to their portions of the plan. So, and those, of course, are passed down to the local level as well. So we think that we're as prepared as we can be. Mm-hmm. We've conducted the exercises, and people need to know that if a storm starts working its way up, either up the eastern coast, which is more prevalent this time of year, or if one comes into the Gulf and comes up the mountain chain toward us, that we activate the State Emergency Operations Center 4 or 5 days in advance of that storm. We'll try to get information out and get the best guidance we can to the citizens. But from that perspective, we think we're pretty much ready.
Well, I know you want every individual and family to have an emergency plan should a major storm hit and there could be an extensive power outage or flash flooding, perhaps even evacuations in some areas. What should that family plan include?
There are a number of things. First thing I want to say is that we're about halfway through the season now. Through the hurricane season. But we don't want people to get a false sense of security. There hasn't been a lot of activity so far. And the original forecast has been downgraded a little bit, but the forecast still calls for a number of substantial impacts. I think we're still looking for 12 to 13 named storms and 2 or 3 major hurricanes. There's one working its way around the Caribbean right now that some of the models show tracking across from the Gulf and having a potential impact into Virginia. So we want to encourage people to be ready, and that means updating their plan. If they have one, make sure that everybody is aware of what they're going to do. Everybody in the family, each individual, should have their assigned role. They should know what's expected of them. And it's important to have some key things done within that plan or in your plan. Mm-hmm. One is to make sure that if you can't get home, people have a place to go to where you're all going to meet. It's not unusual for roads to be blocked by downed trees or even from floodwaters and you not be able to move around. Have an alternate place to go to. Also have a contact point outside of that immediate area, somebody that hopefully wouldn't be impacted by that event, so that you can all call them and let them know what's going on, what your status is. We've found over the years that sometimes it's very difficult to make a call locally, but you can still get out, especially with a text message, to someone else, and then they can help coordinate with the family and let everybody know that you're safe or that you need some help. The third thing then is to check your disaster kit. Make sure you have 3 days of essentials. That's food, water, about a gallon per day per person. And the other things that you really need, it's good to have a radio that's battery operated or doesn't require shoreline power. And it can also be important to have your medications, especially prescription medications, really for at least a week, because sometimes it's hard to get to the pharmacy and it's hard for the pharmacies to get their supplies in after a major event. So make sure your plan is up to date, that your resources, the things in your disaster kit, are topped off. Make allowances for your pets. If you have pets and We know that most folks don't want to leave if they have to leave the pets behind, and we don't recommend it. So make sure that you have the things that you'll need to be able to take the pet as well, a crate, food, those sorts of things. And then finally, just make sure that you kind of talk through with the children, especially in the family, the things that are going to happen, give them some reassurance on the front end, and make that that response to the event as smooth as possible. If you're in a low-lying area and you might have to evacuate from floodwaters, and that's the key. Normally, you don't evacuate just because of potential winds. Most homes in this area will withstand the impacts of winds, especially inland from a hurricane. The thing you're really looking for is flooding and the potential for flash flood. Those waters can be dangerous, and you might have to evacuate ahead of those. If you're going to evacuate, we recommend that you have a week's worth of the things that you really are going to have, especially something like medication that's hard to get, and that you take those with you. Again, you're evacuating for the most part just out of the harm's way from the water. So high ground is all you're looking for. You may only have to go a few blocks if you have friends or family that you can go to quickly. But be prepared. Be aware of your situation and what you might have to do.
And you have a website for that, for a family plan worksheet at readyvirginia.gov.
Yep. Appreciate you reminding me. If you go to www.readyvirginia, all one word, .gov, you can download an app, and you have guidance on establishing that family plan. It takes you through it step by step. And a lot of other good information on that website.
Right. Now, I know you're also recommending that everybody should probably look into getting flood insurance. And that probably is something that a lot of people put off. They think it's too expensive, or maybe it's not available in their areas, or that they just would never need it. But you're highly recommending that.
That's exactly right. First of all, normal homeowners insurance, most renters policies, will cover wind damage. And they'll cover flooding from inside the home if it comes up through the pipes.
Yeah.
It will not cover, usually, flood insurance for flooding from outside of the home. So if you're in an area that has any potential for flooding, we strongly encourage you to look into flood insurance. It's a federally subsidized program, so the rates are extremely low. Most folks are really surprised how low the flood insurance rates are. You do have to take that specific action, though, to add that on as a rider to your policy. And if there's something, if you're in an area where you might need flood insurance, susceptible to flooding, you need to know that there's a 30-day waiting period. So if you need it, you need to go ahead and apply now. A recent study indicated that 1 inch of water in a home or business averages about $8,000 worth of damage. And, of course, if it gets up high enough that it's into the electrical wiring system, it can run much, much more. It can also knock out your air handling systems and your furnace, things like that. Flood insurance is really important if you're susceptible to flooding.
And there's a website for that too, floodsmart.gov?
Exactly. www.floodsmart.gov, and they'll walk you through all the steps and get you the information that you need.
Great. Michael Klein, State Coordinator of Emergency Management with the Virginia Department of Emergency Management. You visit with us every year about this time to remind people of what they need to do to be prepared in case of a hurricane emergency. We really appreciate your coming in.
It's a pleasure to be here. We appreciate the time. And unfortunately, the hurricanes don't seem to go away. So we appreciate it.
Annual occurrence. Thanks to Michael Klein of the Virginia Department of Emergency Management.
Thank you.